All right, so Tiffany Jenkins is part of the My Name Is Not Mom show, and I have a lot of questions about the show, Tiffany, because I'm not exactly sure what the ladies are going to expect at the show. Can you kind of give us an insight?
Yeah, so we've got these three funny moms, not to toot my own horn, but we all have our separate platforms on social media, and we've combined forces to bring our weirdness to the live stage. We all have a different type of humor, and we have different experiences because our kids are different ages.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of stand-up comedy from each of us. There is all of us on stage at once. And then there's even an audience participation section where there's improv, and we talk to the audience and maybe even bring some people up on stage.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's an hour and a half of, I think, relatable parenting experience.
How did you three get together? Was this kind of staged, like putting together the Monkees back in the 60s, and here's four entertainers, put them all together and create a band? Or was this you guys were doing your thing and said, man, we could do this?
Yeah, it actually happened over the pandemic. Meredith Masony had the idea of getting us all together because Dina has kids who are older, and I have kids who are younger. Meredith and I had been friends previously, and she had been friends with Dina before as well. So over the span of like four months, maybe more, solely on Zoom, we planned this whole thing from start to finish. And it was so much work that we're so ready to just perform and have everybody see what we've been working on.
How do you go from working on Zoom to then turning it into a stage show? That had to be pretty overwhelming.
For me, it was, but everything's overwhelming for me. The other ladies are amazing, and they're very good at business and numbers and being able to put on different hats. Mm. And so we weren't able to perform with each other, obviously, until the stage rehearsals. But prior to that, we each sat down, wrote our own jokes, performed them over Zoom, gave them the thumbs up, thumbs down. We even worked with some comedy coaches who also listened to our sets and were like, maybe try this instead. And it was definitely a collaborative group effort. And when it finally came to fruition, everything clicked into place. And we were like, yes, this is it.
Oh, that takes a lot of self-confidence, doesn't it, to be able to overcome any inner fears you may have about your humor. Is that part of your mind process?
Mine, personally, yes, because I've never had a situation where I had to sit down and recite jokes for people, like to tell me whether they hated them or not.
Right.
I usually just write my own jokes, do the sketches, edit the video, and post it. This was completely different. And it was nerve-wracking, and it ended up being worth it. But for a while there, I was like, I don't think I can do this. I don't know if I have the courage. And so despite being scared, we just did it anyway, and it has been paying off. People have been showing up, filling the theaters. It's been incredible.
There seems to be a big need for mom humor.
Yes, especially after, I think, the past couple of years. It's been really tough. You know, the moms have been cooped up.
Yeah.
And I think over time you kind of forget who you are as a person when you become a mom. And so we're just trying to break all the ladies out of the house, give them an opportunity to get, you know, laugh and just see that they're not alone.
What do your kids feel about you doing this? Because I'm assuming they're a part of your show.
So most of the material is based on them, but my kids are the young group. So they don't really know what's going on, to be honest. They know that I leave and it makes them sad, but they think I'm on a mission to find them the best toys in the world. So I always come back with a suitcase full of stuff and I'm like, here's what I found, guys.
So for you, you're the parents of younger kids. You're going to be the one they relate to the most, probably. They don't want to hear about the teenagers because that's coming up next, right?
Exactly. But the cool thing is like, you know, all these fears that I have of the kids, this moment ending, because it's bittersweet. I'm like overwhelmed and tired all the time, but I also know that there's going to be a day where they don't want to hug me or be around me. And Dina is reassuring me, like, no, they're never leaving the house. Like, they will always want you. Don't feel bad. And it's very cool because people bring their moms and their grandmas to the show. And there's always something somebody can relate to.
Boy, you're right. And you go through that as a parent going, okay, I can't wait for them to leave the house. But wait, don't ever leave the house, right? Is that...
100%. Absolutely. There's days where I'm like, if somebody touches me one more time or says the word mom, I'm going to lose my mind. But then Dina talks about this moment she has with her son where she realizes that he doesn't really want to hug her in public anymore. Mm. And the first time I heard that, I was so sad. And I was like, wait. And it's helping me to kind of, enjoy these crazy moments while I can.
Well, on the other hand, you probably might not want him to hug you if he hasn't showered in 3 days, right? I mean, he's a teenage boy.
It's a very good point.
So, I mean, sounds like it's a great show. Folks are going to have a good time. And for our listeners, by the way, we not only gave them tickets to the show, but we teamed up with an area restaurant for many of them to get dinner before the show. And two of our listeners just won overnight accommodations just down the road from the show.
Stop it right now.
Right?
That's amazing.
So this truly is a mom's getaway from the kids and family. And I've asked each of the winners, so are you taking your husband or is it a girls' night out? And almost to a woman, it's girls' night out.
I love it so much. Anytime I hear moms coming to the show and saying, we got a hotel for the night, I'm like, yes.
As a parent of a little kid, do you have a tough time with that, getting away?
Yes. So I would like to lie so that the people who are coming don't feel bad about this. But the truth is, I do have a hard time because I miss my babies. And I feel like they're at the age where they still need me constantly. But I think the bigger thing is that I'm leaving them with my husband. And I'm like, please let our house still be standing. Please let there not be markers all over the wall. Like, that's what I struggle with most, is wondering what's happening.
I did ask a couple of the moms who won, are you fearful of leaving your kids at home with your husband alone for a night? it's like, what can he cook? Because I said, if my wife left me at home, you know, the kids know they're getting hamburger helper. That's it.
Yes, but I think it gets to a point where it's like the fear of the house being destroyed is small compared to the joy of getting a break and getting a night to yourself. So it's almost like whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and it's worth it because I really need this night out.
Well, I know you three are going to give every woman who goes to the show a tremendous night out, and I'm sure they're all looking forward to it. I've been banned from the theater that night. It's okay. They know me way too well. So thank you so much for this interview, Tiffany. I know all of our listeners are looking forward to the show, and I think your insights are going to be phenomenal.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for the opportunity. I was excited before, but now I hear about all the stuff you're doing for your listeners. I'm like triple excited. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Maybe you can do a shout out to the Mix 98.9 listeners who attend, because I have a feeling they'll be the most rambunctious ones there. All right.
Love it.
All right. Thank you, Tiffany. Have a great day. Thanks for the interview.
Oh, thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.